Hey everyone, this is Jeremiah25 with the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast, replying to Benevolent Heretics' truly wonderful and inspiring efforts at mastering the Australian drawl. Bravo, Benevolent Heretic, you did extremely well. I was so proud of you. In no time at all, you're going to be down at your local pub or bar, dazzling your fellow Americans with your command of the Aussie dialect. Your pronunciation of Melbourne and Brisbane were spot on. Perfect even. I live in Brisbane, and I cannot tell you how gratifying it was to hear it pronounced properly. You brought a tear to my eye, Benevolent Heretic. You asked about the term Aussie. Yes, we do indeed refer to ourselves as Aussies, and the word is basically interchangeable with the word Australian. So you'd be right in saying, for example, the Aussie flag, or something like, those damn Aussies have such cool accents. Most Americans and Canadians, however, make the mistake of pronouncing the word as Aussie, which is close, but not quite right. At the beginning of the word, replace Oz with Oz, as in the Wizard of Oz. Now try it again. Aussie. Good. Now use it in a sentence. Something practical, like, ooh, I don't know. Jeremiah 25 is the coolest Aussie I have ever met. I don't know that Aussie is a nickname so much as it's just that we're really lazy when it comes to words, and we couldn't really be bothered with saying the word Australian over and over. So we just went ahead and shortened it. Incidentally, the word Aussie is the reason why Australia is sometimes referred to as Oz. See how we shortened that even more? Again, why pronounce two syllables when you can get away with one? Moving on, you say you want 10 more words? Okay, but we'll have to move through them a bit quicker. Tell you what, I'll pronounce each word, say what it means, and point out any mistakes that Americans and Canadians make when pronouncing it. I'd also like to point out that, as Nurki has already said, a lot of these are Aboriginal words and names, which are extremely common throughout Australia. So here we go. Number 10, Uluru. Uluru is that big rock smack dab in the middle of Australia. As Nurki said, many Aboriginal peoples believe it to be the resting place of the great rainbow serpent, who made this country back in the dream time. The most common mistake foreigners make with this one is pronouncing it Uluru, due to all the U's in it. Listen again and see the difference. Uluru. Note that the first syllable is pronounced the same way as "uh" in book. Uluru. Now you try. That's pretty good. Keep practicing. Number 9. Cairns. Cairns is a city in the north of my home state of Queensland. It's really popular with Americans and Canadians because it's the gateway to the Great Barrier Reef, and they like to go there for diving and snorkeling. I put Cairns in here because a Canadian I used to work with would constantly laugh at the way I pronounced it. He insisted it should be pronounced just as it's written, Cairns. But in reality, it's more like Cairns, as in cans of beer. So help me show that preachy Canadian what's what by pronouncing it properly. Number 8. Kookaburra. A kookaburra is a bush bird which has a call like a laugh, and which likes to wake me up first thing in the morning. The main problem Yanks and Canucks have with kookaburra is that they tend to pronounce it kookaburra, when the first syllable is actually cook, as in, my mother was a lousy cook. Let's say it together. Kookaburra. Excellent. Number 7. Sheila. A Sheila is a colloquialism for a woman. To use it in a sentence, you might say something like, gee, that Benevolent Heretic is a really great Sheila. I'm not aware of any pronunciation errors with this one, basically because most foreigners have never heard it, so just listen to how I said it and practice away. You want to hear it again? Sheila. Number 6, Kakadu. Kakadu is an enormous national park at the very top of the Northern Territory. It's very famous for its Aboriginal artwork, and the local Aboriginal people administer the area. There's a big debate going on here about Kakadu at the moment, because it sits on massive reserves of uranium, and the government wants to mine for it. Be the first to impress your neighbours with your anger at the development of Kakadu. Number 5, emu. That's right, those big flightless birds that run about the bush. I put emu in this list because I've heard Americans pronounce it emu. Instead, listen to the correct way, emu. If you think about the first part as being spelled E-E-M and the second part Y-O-U as in you, you'll have no worries. Number 4, goanna. A goanna is a big lizard that lives mostly in the bush. Goannas can grow up to 2 meters in length, and they can run really fast when they're frightened, but most of the times, they're just standing still like a stone. They can remain motionless like that for hours, but they do occasionally climb trees to get at eggs. Goannas feature prominently in Aboriginal stories. I'll say it one more time for you. Goanna. Essentially, just say the word go and the girl's name Anna. Goanna. Number 3, Koori. The term Koori is used generally to refer to the Aboriginal people of parts of southern New South Wales and Victoria. Like Nurki said, many of Australia's Indigenous inhabitants oppose the use of the word Aborigine and choose instead to use their traditional names for themselves. Koori is one. Here in Queensland, the term Murray is used fairly often, and although us white fellas tend to pronounce it Murray, I have heard Indigenous people pronounce it Murri, rolling their R's, and since it's their word, I guess that's the proper way to do it. Number 2, Drongo. A drongo is a derogatory term, like idiot. For example, if my mate spilled his beer on me, I might say something like, "Watch what you're doing, you drongo." This word is also a colloquialism, and is falling out of use except among working class and older Australians. And now, our number 1 Australian word for you to practice. Didgeridoo. A didgeridoo is a wind instrument unique to Australia. Basically, it looks just like a long wooden tube between 4 and 5 feet in length. They're usually decorated with very beautiful Aboriginal art, and in order to play a didgeridoo, you have to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth at the same time, which is really difficult. The didgeridoo makes a variety of sounds and can be used to imitate animal sounds. They're used in ceremonies of the Aboriginal people, and only men are allowed to play them. In fact, it's forbidden for a woman to even touch a didgeridoo. The actual term didgeridoo is pretty interesting. Many believe it to be an invention of the first European explorers to Australia when they heard the instrument making a noise that sounded like didgeridoo. Others think it stems from an old Irish word, but whatever the truth, the term didgeridoo is now synonymous with Australia and nicely caps off our list of words. So there you have it. 10 Aussie words just for you, benevolent heretic. I hope you enjoy not only pronouncing them, but also the baffled look on your friends' faces when you start calling them Sheilas and Drongos. I'm sure the other Aussies will probably hate me for perpetuating the use of these two words, since a lot of people think that it perpetuates a stereotype that Australians are slightly addled in the head. Which we're not. Most of the stereotypes concerning Australia are wrong, and we are, in fact, quite an advanced Western nation. I swear. No, honest. Cross my heart. Maybe I'll make that the subject of my next podcast. Tune in next time as I put to rest foreign stereotypes, including classics such as the fact that we don't actually say toss a shrimp on the barbie, since we don't use the word shrimp, and the myth that we ride kangaroos to work. I may also answer some questions I've recently read concerning Australia, such as, does Sydney have running water? And how can I tell which snakes are poisonous? I hope you all enjoyed this lesson, my foreign friends. Oh, before I go, to Intrepid, yes, I apologise for lumping Canadians in with Americans. You're right, it's about time we acknowledge the differences between Yanks and Canucks, eh? I shall endeavour to be better in the future. Thanks to everyone who responded and enjoyed the podcast. I hope you like this one too. This has been Jeremiah 25. Talk to you soon.